Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
A West Virginia Wesleyan College is going to charge $750 extra to students this fall who are not vaccinated. And then if they get sick and they can't quarantine off campus, they're going to charge them another $250. Do you think it's an idea that should be copied at other schools? We're going to turn to Keith.
Hey, good afternoon. These shots that they're charging for, it's just another form of conforming to what the government wants you to do. No, not in America. No, absolutely not. If the government were to turn around and mandate these shots, I think there would be an uproar.
I'm going to give you a quick quiz that comes from Harvard and Northeastern, okay? Just a yes or no answer after each of these questions. Number one, vaccines will alter people's DNA. Yes or no?
No.
The COVID-19 vaccines contain microchips that can track people. Yes or no?
No, that's garbage.
The COVID vaccines contain lung tissue of aborted fetuses. Yes or no?
I'm going to say no.
Okay. COVID-19 vaccines can cause infertility, making it difficult to get pregnant. Yes or no?
These are questions that you're asking that I don't have enough information from the CDC.
Shoot me a yes or no.
No.
Okay. Well, that's great. Then you pass the quiz. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. So there was Keith. We talked to him yesterday. Let's talk to one of the people who is very familiar with the result of the study and the questions. Dr. Michael Wolf is here, the vice chair of the Research Department of Medicine at the Feinberg School of Medicine. Dr. Wolf, welcome.
Thank you.
So you heard Keith. What did you make of it?
Well, he squeaked in a perfect score for sure, but I feel like him and many others have some hesitancy about the vaccine and also some questions about what's in it and its safety. So I don't think that's surprising to me.
Yeah, he got a perfect score, but I wasn't giving him the option of I don't know, because and that was in the survey, right? The people who they could say they didn't have the answer.
Exactly. So you've got people who did believe in some of these myths or theories around the vaccine. You had some people who were just not sure, like a couple of those answers I think he probably would have chosen. Mm-hmm. And then people who, outright, did not believe the claims. And that did have an impact on perhaps the likelihood of whether or not they got the vaccine.
Dr. Michael Wolf is with the Feinberg School of Medicine. So the worse you did on the quiz, the more likely you were to have not been vaccinated?
Yeah, it looked like the more likely you were likely to believe in some of this misinformation that's out and about on these very highly effective vaccines, the more likely you were to report that you weren't getting the vaccine or hadn't gotten the vaccine. And if you were unsure, that also increased your risk of not likely getting the vaccine. So possibly it means that those you were still mulling out maybe the possibility that some of these theories were true.
So 20% of the people surveyed got at least one question wrong. And was it 20% got all four correct, or was it 40% got all four correct?
There was actually around close to 60% of, 40% of people got all correct. So, and among among those 40%, nearly all, or like 85% of those individuals, had actually gone on to get vaccinated.
And so it sounds like the more you know about the vaccine, the more likely you are to be vaccinated.
Yeah, the more correct information you have about the vaccine, the more likely you are to get it.
And so I wonder, too, in reading this story and reading the, talking to Keith actually yesterday, whether the people who are vaccine reluctant, whether they're in search of a reason not to have it, right? So whether they're inclined in the very beginning to not want to get the vaccine, and then they're sort of open to these stories to give them a reason or an excuse to not get it, whereas they didn't come at it objectively. Do you understand my question? It's kind of awkwardly worded.
I know exactly where you're getting at, and it's a great question. I think the study authors, were very careful to kind of acknowledge that it's really hard to kind of tease that out with this national online survey that you've got. You don't know if this is, this information, they're accepting of it, some of these kind of misinformation, because that's what they want to believe, because it aligns with their their beliefs and theories of you know, how they kind of fall on these issues around the public health actions for COVID. But then there are people who actually may be influenced and you know, and made it easier for them to kind of accept the information. We just really don't know, but it's likely to be a mix of both. Some people really are believing these false claims about the vaccine, and that is affecting them. And if they got correct information, they might actually be swayed to get vaccinated. And some people, in fact, there's another Kaiser survey that just came out last week that really found that, you know, sadly, you know, among those who remain unvaccinated, I don't know how much new information or even the FDA approval of the Pfizer vaccine that's expected soon is really going to sway these individuals, because they're very hard-lined already in their beliefs.
We're talking to Dr. Michael Wolff from the Feinberg School of Medicine at Northwestern. Yeah, I wanted to go there, so because that's one of the excuses many people use, or the reasons, I should say, and even on this show they'll say, well, it's not fully approved. It's still under emergency approval. Looks like Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine will get the authorized approval overall very soon. How much of an impact do you think that will have on the national vaccination rate?
You know, I think a lot of us are just trying to kind of, we're carefully, watchfully waiting to see what the, you know, how that really sways Americans in terms of, you know, this full approval. I mean, over the past year, there's been such an onboarding of new learning of clinical trials and vaccines and what is emergency authorization for FDA even mean, and what goes into full approval. So I got to say that I think that what's going to, you know, in terms of thinking among the unvaccinated, is that going to get us to herd immunity with the FDA full approval? Probably not, because, again, based on the Kaiser survey in particular, and I think some of this recent study that you're reviewing right now kind of suggests that there are people that are probably very just entrenched in their beliefs, and the FDA approval is not likely maybe going to move them. What does have the possibility, though, is with the FDA approval, you're going to find more employers in schools being more emboldened to actually take action and create mandates, because now they feel like they do have the backing of a full approval of the FDA, and there is precedent, you know, for requiring vaccinations, immunizations. So that may be what sways it, is that they have to.
So it could be kind of a backdoor impact. In fact, we even talked to Jack Lavin about that, the CEO of the Chicagoland Chamber of Commerce, earlier this week. He was on the show earlier today, but earlier this week they put out sort of a recommendation that businesses do just that, that they require vaccinations of their workers as they try to get things back going downtown and around the area. Dr. Michael Wolff, the vice chair of the Research Department of Medicine at the Feinberg School of Medicine, thanks for your expertise. It was great to talk to you.
Great to talk to you. Thank you.
Absolutely. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News.